You're listening to Sound Effect. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and this is Picasso. Picasso is a good-sized cat that looks like he's been splashed with white, brown, and black paint. That's how he got his artistic name. Now, Picasso sounds a little agitated, but so would you if you were stuck 40 feet up in a Douglas fir tree outside of Bremerton. Linda Horsley is Picasso's owner.
I have a cat up the tree. Again. Like for the fifth or sixth time.
Our theme today is wrong place, wrong time, and that is Picasso's predicament. Luckily, there is someone who can help out.
Okay, buddy, I'm coming now. Picasso! Oh.
This is Tom Otto. He runs the nonprofit Canopy Cat Rescue, along with his brother-in-law, Sean Sears. Sean's married to Tom's sister. Sean was a mountain climber, and Tom was an arborist, so they liked to talk shop. Tom taught Sean how to scale trees, and Sean shared his mountaineering skills. They started a tree service business together about 11 years ago, and once in a while, an unusual call would come in.
Every tree climber at some point in their career is probably going to get asked to rescue a cat.
Tom and Sean decided to charge a modest fee for each rescue, $75, but they found that people weren't calling back once they heard that price tag, so being animal lovers, Tom and Sean started doing rescues for free.
We had a phone conversation where we said, you know, let's not tell them it's going to cost them anything. Let's just say, you know what, donate if you can, and it'll probably all work out. And it did.
Word got out, calls picked up. One thing led to another, and eventually they got their own show on Animal Planet.
Canopy Cat Rescue.
Hi, is this Sean?
This is Sean. This job always keeps us on call.
How many days has he been up there?
This is the fourth day. Oh.
It was called Treetop Cat Rescue. A camera crew followed them around as they climbed tall trees and brought stranded cats safely back to Earth. The show ran for one season in 2014. Today, Sean is a stay-at-home dad and a full-time cat rescuer. Tom works for the city of Olympia and rescues cats in his off hours. At this rescue near Bremerton, it's just Tom. Picasso's owner, Linda, is eager to get him down.
I have no idea how long he's been up there. He chases rabbits and mice and, you know, whatevers.
Poor Picasso has probably been stuck in this tree for the better part of a week. That is not uncommon. Before responding to a rescue, Tom usually lets the cat hang out in the tree for a few days to see if it comes down on its own. If that hasn't happened after 3 days, then the cat needs some help. But they can't survive up there much longer than you'd think. Tom says he knows one cat that lasted a solid month in a tree.
Now, you might think that's impossible. I thought it was impossible, too.
That cat was up in a big Douglas fir next to a parking lot in Olympia. Some neighbors spotted it and didn't know who the cat belonged to. They called Tom.
So I come out and look, and it's this big Maine Coon. So I set a line in the tree, and I go up, and I get just close enough to read his little name tag on his collar, and it's Winston. As I got close enough to be able to get touch him, he bolted. And he went up like 30 feet. He's probably going to be okay if he's up there for a few more days or whatever. So I told the people, hey, call me back tomorrow and let me know what happens if you see him. Didn't hear anything from him. So I'm like, okay, well, he must have climbed down.
Winston did not, in fact, come down. And Tom got another phone call 25 days later.
So I climb up this time and I'm like, I'm going to get him this time or whatever. I'm going to force him into jumping because he's going to die in the tree.
Tom didn't leave until he got Winston safely into the special net he uses to gently scoop up skittish cats.
He didn't look like the same cat. He was probably a 12 to 16 pound Maine Coon, big cat, and he was probably 8 pounds.
Winston was eventually reunited with his owners, who had thought he was gone for good, and they nursed him back to health. So how did Winston survive so long? Tom has some theories. It rained while he was up there, so there was a little water. He may have dined on ants and was spotted swiping at butterflies.
Maybe he used up 8 of his 9 lives on that one. I don't know, but that's the unbelievable one story that I was even hesitant about posting that on social media because I just figured people were just going to come back and be like, you're lying, you're making it up, and whatever. But that brings me to another quick point. People ask us, like, well, what's the hardest part about doing this? You know, like, is it climbing the tree and getting the cat? And, you know, and Sean and I really struggle with defending what we do to the naysayers, the cat haters. Why are you wasting your time? never seen a cat skeleton in a tree. My first instinct is to just be like, read them the riot act. This happens. And oh, by the way, yeah, they can climb down, some of them. But the question isn't whether they can or they can't. It's how long do you let them sit there and suffer? It's an animal welfare thing. It's the humane thing to do is to try to help them.
Well, and that's the other factor, is that it's not just the cat that's suffering. If it's a pet, it's the family that's suffering, right? So how does that figure into, you know, what you do and why you do it?
Well, Sean and I, we love cats. We also love helping people. When we're able to hand a cat back to a little youngster, a little girl, boy, or whoever, even an adult, then it really becomes apparent that these are family members.
Over the years, Tom has returned cats to people dealing with the death of a loved one, where the cat was a connection to the person they lost. He's rescued cats for burly macho guys who immediately start bawling as soon as the kitty is safe in their arms again. And he's saved cats for elderly folks who are losing their memories, but who have clearly not forgotten about their beloved pet. Back below the tree where Picasso is stranded, Tom has a long line of rope with a small sandbag at the end. He tosses it into the branches, looking to get a secure hold.
Okay, 10th or 12th time is a charm here. Maybe even the 15th time. Man.
Tom spots some bear scat near the base of the tree. He says cats usually end up in trees because they're being chased by a coyote or a dog, or in Picasso's case, maybe a bear. Once Tom gets his rope placed, he breaks out some serious climbing gear to reach Picasso. He's got a harness and a helmet, there are ropes and carabiners, and there is that net, the mesh bag he uses to carry down the cats. Planning takes almost an hour, but once Tom is in the tree, everything moves quickly.
Picasso! It does smell a little like Picasso pee up here.
He reaches Picasso and tries to coax him in the bag.
I know, buddy. I just want to help you get down. You want to go in the good cat bag?
Tom brings Picasso down to Linda.
Okay.
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 All right.
Come on, baby.
You got him.
Picasso is a little thinner than before. Back at the house, he devours a bowl of food and drinks a lot of water. Linda says he'll go and nap for hours. It's a routine she's familiar with because this is Picasso's 5th or 6th stint in a tree. Watching Tom work and talking to him about what he does, it strikes me that this is one of those purely good acts. Setting aside the cat haters, it seems like there's no downside to this. And that's something that keeps Tom and Sean on the job for free, repeating that act of kindness over and over. They say they perform about 500 rescues a year.